السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته، نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد، all praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Our topic for today is the importance of knowledge. We know the academic year for 2018 will be starting this week. Everyone should ask ourselves whether we're going to school, madrasa, darulum, university, college. Number one, what is our intention? Innamal a'malu binniyat. This hadith is mentioned in the beginning of Bukhari Sharif, Riyadu Salihin, Mishkat Sharif, that our actions will be judged according to our intentions, our motives. Human being doesn't know what is our intention. Angels do not know what is our motive. Only Almighty Allah Jalla Wala knows our intentions and motives. Secondly, remember that this knowledge is so important. When we study the entire Quran Sharif, we will find only one place. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala commanded Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam to ask for something more and more. Qul, say, O Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, Rabbi zidni ilma, increase me in knowledge. Almighty Allah has mentioned in various places that the importance and significance of knowledge. قُلْ هَلْ يَسْتَوِي الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُونَ وَالَّذِينَ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Ask them, O Nabi alayhi salam, the people who know and those people who do not know, are they equal? Obviously they are not equal, is a rhetorical question. Now, what is the purpose of knowledge? The purpose of knowledge is to draw us closer to Almighty Allah, closer to Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to enhance and improve our iman, our Islam. Hence, Almighty Allah states, "Inna ma yakhsha Allah min ibadihi al-ulama." Only those people have khashya from Allah Ta'ala's servants who are the true ulama. So an alim is not he who only got certificates and so forth. The true alim is he who has khashya. He fears Almighty Allah in khalwa and jalwa, in private life and in public life. The person must not be sanctimonious with a double identity, as many of us are today, unfortunately. Second one, remember that always beg Almighty Allah Jalla Wala for knowledge which is beneficial. Therefore, when we study the du'as and supplications of the Master alayhi salam, we find Allahumma inni asaluka ilman nafiya. Hadith in Ibn Majah, authentic hadith. Oh beloved Allah, I beg of thee, I ask of you, Ya Allah, such knowledge which is beneficial. Beneficial to ourselves, to our families, to our community, society, and then the entire ummah at large. Remember, Almighty Allah is giving us a parable example in a noble Quran, and we see how potent, powerful this message is. When you look at your ocean, you look at your sea, you look at your water, the rivers, the dams, you see the bubble or the foam is on top. فَأَمَّا الزَّبَدُ فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً. As for the bubble, the foam, that remains on top for a little while, فَيَذْهَبُ جُفَاءً, and then it disappears dry. Meaning, it cannot manage the time, it cannot pass the test of time. So we see apartheid in our own country, how it was dismantled. Remember, that are the foam, that are the bubble. It will be on top for a little while, and then it will be thrown to the scrap of history. وَأَمَّا مَا يَنْفَعُ النَّاسِ فَيَمْكُثُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. As for that which is an asset to humanity, that will remain, provided the person's intention and motive was to please Allah. So knowledge example, haqq is no example, the truth will prevail. The example is the water that is beneath the bubble and the foam. So this knowledge, this Islam, this Iman, all are the water, the pure your water. How water is the essence of life. Similarly, remember, we need to take this knowledge and then we need to propagate it and disseminate it to all parts of the world, whatever we can. Today's world, people have their own understanding. Remember, the greatest knowledge is of that of the noble Quran. Hence the hadith in Bukhari Sharif, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَأَلَّمَا. The best of you are those who learn the Quran Sharif and then you teach it to others. So we must link and connect ourselves to the Quran Sharif daily, whether it is reading, whether it is writing, whether it is tafsir of the noble Quran, whether it is by hearting certain verses, certain surahs or chapters of the noble Quran. Secondly will be the ahadith and the sayings and the actions of the Master alayhi salatu salam. In Surah 62 verse 2, Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. And you Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, teach them the Quran Sharif and the wisdom. The wisdom refers to the sunnah as mentioned by Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah. Almighty Allah commands the honorable wives and spouses of Nabi alayhi salam, وَذْكُرْنَا مَا يُتْلَى فِي بُيُوتِكُنَّ مِنْ آيَاتِ اللَّهِ وَالْحِكْمَةِ. That you, the wives of Nabi alayhi salam, you must memorize and preserve what is rehearsed and recited in your homes, the verses of Almighty Allah and the Hikmah. So it shows the wisdom refers to the Sunnah. So they must preserve it, they must practice on it, they must propagate it. So all that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala is teaching us for male and female. Thereafter we see in Sunan Nasai a wonderful hadith, Allahumma inni a'udhu bika min ilmin la yanfa. Ya Allah, I seek your protection from such knowledge which is not beneficial. Today so many people are studying, but that is just mere information. It does not draw the person closer to Allah or Nabi alayhi salam or the iman increase. So that information is a curse which draws a person away from Quran Sharif, from the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, from Islam and so forth. Therefore, when we study Islam, we study the Quran Sharif, the Sunnah of Nabi alayhi salam, and we study fiqh. لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ, Quran says. We must not just be scratching the surface. We need to understand the deen of Almighty Allah profoundly. We must go deep into the oceans of knowledge and extract from there by sitting at the feet of the ulama'i Rabbani, the ulama'i Haqq. Who are the ulama'i Rabbani? Kunu Rabbaniyin, you must become a Rabbaniyin, Quran says, connecting yourself to Almighty Allah, bima kuntum tu'allimun al-kitab, because Almighty Allah gave you the opportunity to teach you the kitab, wa bima kuntum tadusun, and you are learning and you are studying. So it shows whether it's a teacher, whether it's a principal, whether it's a student, anyone, all of us need to be connected to Almighty Allah. And the last message, remember, we imbibe and acquire this knowledge, then we have to understand it thoroughly, properly, we practice on it, and then we propagate it as well. Today many of us are practicing, but we don't propagate, because we say this is the work and function of the ulama. Nay, the ulama definitely got their role, and they will do their work inshallah. But every Muslim individual, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, the Master alayhi salatu salam said, Balighu anni walau aya. You propagate from me, even if it is one verse, one line. So whatever we know, and is authentic, and we sure about it, so we should pass, convey, and propagate that message. May Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala give us tawfiq. Barakallahu fiqh. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.